A lack of electricity is keeping millions of African communities and businesses in the dark. In sub-Saharan Africa, more than 580 million people do not have access to electricity. And no electricity means no pumps to distribute clean water, no direct heat to cook food, no power to preserve vaccines, and no electronics to communicate. Africa's lack of electricity is one of the biggest constraints to its economic growth, and it's in the news right now as President Barack Obama passes the Electrify Africa Act into law here in the United States. Presently, the continent loses 2-4% from the combined GDP of all its countries due to power shortages and bottlenecks in the supplies needed to generate and deliver electricity to consumers. Analysts have estimated that by 2030, 2 out of every 3 people lacking electricity worldwide will be African. So it's crucial that countries in Africa build the energy systems needed to create jobs and develop while preventing catastrophic climate change. And renewable energy offers a huge opportunity for sub-Saharan Africa. Nations that are crippled by power shortages, insufficient access to electricity, and a heavy reliance on expensive and polluting fossil fuels can turn to renewables to power their development. Amanda Lonsdale, Senior Geothermal Advisor for the US government's Power Africa initiative, says the benefits of this low-carbon path are many.
The basic construction of a renewable project, you know, it brings in a lot of jobs and a lot of usually fairly high-paying jobs. Currently, a lot of those jobs are provided by international experts, but there's a huge effort by Power Africa and other donors to build capacity of the local people to actually hold those jobs, to have leadership positions in these countries and really develop an industry for their country and establish their own energy security.
And the Climate Investment Funds, or the CIF, is playing a part in helping Africa fulfill its energy potential. For example, in South Africa, working with the International Finance Corporation, the CIF is providing about $330 million to the country's first public and private concentrated solar power plants. The construction phase has brought over 1,000 jobs to the Northern Cape, an impoverished province in South Africa with a high rate of youth unemployment. Just one of these is slated to power 80,000 South African households, while mitigating around 250,000 tonnes of CO2 emissions per year. That's equivalent to the emissions of close to 53,000 cars. And in Ethiopia, working alongside the World Bank, the CIF has provided $24.5 million to develop a long-term geothermal energy strategy. This work will demonstrate the viability of geothermal power, a low-carbon, reliable, renewable energy source. A dozen other countries, including Kenya and Tanzania, are also exploring geothermal development. CIF Programme Manager Mafalda Duarte believes a lack of electricity is one of the most pressing problems facing Africa today.
I know from living and working in Africa myself for many years just how lack of electricity can handcuff families to poverty, especially women and girls who have to gather fuel and carry out the household chores. That's one of many reasons why this issue is so important.
Clean and affordable energy is a key component of the Sustainable Development Goals, the international agenda to address poverty. And limiting the carbon emissions from energy generation is also a central theme in countries' nationally determined contributions delivered in the run-up to last year's climate negotiations in Paris. The CIF will continue to work with countries across sub-Saharan Africa to help them spark an energy revolution and transform their economies.